So here we go. We're ready for a tip-off. Rockets in the visiting white. Tigers in the home blue. It's tapped into the backcourt, chased down by John Marshall. And here we go. We're underway from Albert Lea. Big Nine Conference girls basketball on Kate Radio. Hagelin gets over left side to Meister on that left elbow. Now back to Meister. She kicked it out. Ends up on the baseline. Back out to the wing. Driving into that baseline corner. That was Sarah Mullenbach. Back to the top of the key to Stacy Mullenbach. Swung right side. Good ball movement by John Marshall. It gets tapped away and stolen. Here comes Albert Lea on the steal. Sliding in all by herself. Layup is going to roll in. That's Lou Ring with the steal. She almost put it up a little too hard on that layup, but it came right back down. 2-0 Tigers.
I think she could hear some footsteps coming too. Here she goes again.
Lou Ring with another steal. Another right-handed layup. It's 4-0 Albert Lea. So Lou Ring kicking the pockets a couple of times. It's 4-0 Albert Lea. About a minute into this one. Inside the Meister. Meister puts up off the glass and good.
Just a power move right there over Jordan Juvelin.
Meister is so strong. 4-2. Meister averaging 23.5 points per game. We mentioned Hurt, 13.5 points per game. The two offensive threats of the key players is that shot from the corner by Kennis is no good. And speaking of Meister, Meister took it right to the bucket in the paint. She's got 4 points. Quickly, it's a 4-4 game.
She ran the floor extremely well for a post player there.
Both teams, the person-to-person defense. Jeffrey at the free throw line looking for some help. Back to the top to Veldman. Tigers in the blue jerseys, red numerals, also light blue trim on the jerseys as well. Almost thrown away. Kenneth keeps it on the right wing. Back to the top to Juvelin. Setting up the offense from the right wing. That's Veldman. Veldman back to Juvelin, top of the key. Albert Lea not having any luck trying to get that ball inside. Good defense by John Marshall. Trying to drive. Luring gets it picked. And here comes Hurt the other way. Hurt slides in. Right-handed layup is good. And we talk about the two D1 stars. Hurt's got two. Meister's got four. It's a 6-0 run. It's 6-4. Rochester, John Marshall. Just a couple minutes gone by here in the first half. Pass to Jeffrey, almost stolen. Back to the top of the key to Juvelin. Albert Lee's going to find a way to attack the bucket. Now Meister knocks away the top of the key, and Meister's going to get fouled in the Tiger backcourt. And now R.J. Pauley, the head coach, he wants the foul to be on Meister, but they're going to call it on Albert Lea. Meister got the steal, a scramble for the ball in the backcourt. And the Tigers are going to pick up the foul. It's going to be on Juvelin. That'll be her first. And head coach R.J. Pauley talking to one of the officials, not happy with that call.
Jerry Perry, longtime official out of Rochester. He's a lawyer. You're not going to get too far with him.
So J.M. gets the call. They have the basketball up 6-4. Top of the key, that's Hurt. Hurt looking to drive on Kenneth. Almost lost the handle left wing. Back to the top of the key to Sarah Mullenbach. Swings it right side over to Hagelin. Hagelin looking to drive right side. Hagelin pulls up from 15 feet back to the top of the key to Meister. Meister back to Hagelin. Inside the Meister, and Meister is fouled from behind by Juvelin. And Juvelin's going to pick up her second. That's a big call on Juvelin because her assignment for most of the night is going to be trying to stop Meister.
And here we talked about our key to the game is, you know, a bench a little bit shorter till the second half. And Jordan goes out with two fouls. Lindsay Bijak into the game.
Lindsay Bijak, 5'8", senior four. This is a hook shot right side. And was that Hurt with that?
That was Hurt, just a little screen, and she curled off it and put it in for two.
8-4, 8-0 run by John Marshall. Driving in is Kennis. Kennis gets hammered, and a couple of free throws coming for Albert Lea and for Kennis. And that's what the Tigers have to do, is just find a way to get in the paint and draw some fouls, and that's the first time we've seen that tonight.
You know, and Aaron, I'm going to talk about the JV game. We saw the same thing where we just were too far away from the basket. They were aggressive man-to-man. We didn't take advantage of little one-on-one opportunities. We're going to have to do that here in the varsity as Kendall hits her first free throw.
So the 8-0 run comes to an end. Like Jonesy mentioned, Kenneth hits the first one, second one short. Trying to tap it out was Veldman. She taps it out to a rocket. Here comes John Marshall up by three. 8-5, John Marshall. Three-point attempt put up by Meister. That's well off to the left. Rebound by Albert Lea. Tigers going from left to right on your radio dial. Veldman in between the circles. Right side over to Kennis. Kennis looking inside. Left side to Bijak. Deep in that left corner to Veldman. Back out to the wing to Jeffrey. Jeffrey looking to drive. Jeffrey at the elbow. Spins in. Puts up a tough shot. Rolls it off the glass and good left side. Jeffrey averaging 18.4 points per game, gets her first bucket, and the Tigers have cut the lead down to one, 8-7 Rockets.
She's so hard to defend with that left-hand, right-hand ability.
Three-pointer in the corner, right side is good. That's Hagelin. Hagelin knocks down the three. First three for either team tonight, and John Marshall's up by four, 11-7 Rockets. 14-10 to go here in the first half off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. Bijak inside to Kennis. That's a tough move in the paint. He spins to the right, off the glass and good. Kennis has got three. It's a two-point Rocket lead.
And just continually attack the basket on the offensive end.
They try to lob it inside to Meister, but over her head, it skips out of bounds and a turnover on the Rockets.
It looked like Kirk Cousins' interception last night, just a high looper well over everybody.
I'm glad they showed the replay, because until they showed that, the question was, what in the world was he doing?
What was that? Yeah, JJ got just smoked.
Jeffrey, top of the key, left side to Kennis, back to Jeffrey in between the circle. Tigers down by two. Back to the top to Luring, who's got 4 points. Luring drives in off the glass, too strong. Rebound pulled down by Hurt. Rockets looking to run, going from right to left. Ahead to Meister. Meister at the free throw line, drops it off to a teammate. Shot put up. It's partially blocked, but Meister picks up the loose basketball. Meister's got half a dozen. Those Rockets are up by four, 13-9.
What I like to call hustle points, because she could have just given up on that pass and just kept going. Taya down the lane. She'll go up with the left hand for two.
Wow, what a move by Jeffrey. Went around two Rockets, 13-11. Tigers down by two. Meister inside. She is so tough. Meister's got 8 points already, 15-11. Rockets by four. He's dropping off to her in the post, and right now the Tigers have no answer. Meister again averaging 23.5 points per game. She's well on her way to that average so far, with 8 of the first 15 for the Rockets. Veldman, top of the key to Jeffrey. Jeffrey puts a number two out there calling the offense for Albert Lee. Left side to Kennis. Back to the top of the key to Bizak. Right side to Luring. Lobs inside to Kennis. Kennis looking to go baseline. Back out to the corner to Luring. Right wing to Veldman. Back to the top to Bizak. Have to reset the offense. Bizak a couple of dribbles. Right side to Luring. Looking for any kind of penetration. Good, tough defense by John Marshall. Luring in the paint. Spins one up there. Too strong from 12 feet away. Just came off the front rim. And here comes John Marshall up by four. Going left baseline. Double team. Kicks it out to the left wing for a three. Shot put up no good by Hurt. Rebound pulled down by Veldman. I like the pace of this game. We're going to see a lot of points tonight if this pace continues. Veldman left side to Bizak. Bizak back to the top of the key looking for some kind of help. Right side over to Luring. Veldman cutting in, kicks it back to Jeffrey. Jeffrey splits a couple of defenders, puts it up, can't get it to go, but she's fouled, and a couple of free throws coming up for Taya Jeffrey.
For all of our young Tigers listening at home, right there is the importance of developing a left hand at an early stage, because the only way she's going to get through traffic right there is with her left hand. She does it so fluently.
So a couple of free throws coming up for Jeffrey. First free throw is good. Jeffrey again, 18.4 points per game. Leading the way for our Tigers. I think in all five games so far this season, she has been in double digits. 17, 17, 24, 13, and 21 so far for Jeffrey.
Soon to be the all-time leading scorer for the Tigers as she hits the second one, nothing but net.
Jeffrey's got half a dozen. Lead is back to two. What a fun start to this one. 11:38 to go first half. 15-13 Rockets. Jeffrey is all over Sarah Mullenbach. She brings it across the timeline. Mullenbach will kick it to the wing. Trying to get back to the top of the key. It's knocked away. Loose basketball picked up. Off the glass and good. Stacey Mullenbach threw it up there. Bank was open late. Mullenbach got her first bucket. Rockets are up by four, 17-13. Jeffrey will reset the offense. Here between the circles. Left side to Veldman. Veldman looking for some help. Back to the top of the key to Kennis. Kennis on that left wing. Back to Bizak. We should mention Wachholz in there. Nevaeh Wachholz, first time we've seen her. And there's a three-pointer by Kennis. That might have been partially blocked. I'm not sure what happened there, but well short. JM comes up with it. Rockets with the basketball up by four. Her top of the key, drives in, kicks in the corner. Three-point look there by another Meister. I assume that's the younger sister of Lily Meister. That was Laney Meister, excuse me. Three-pointer no good for her. Rebound by Albert Lee. In that right corner. That's Kennis back to the top of the key. Now back to Kennis in the corner once again. Beldman trying to post up underneath. Can't get to the basketball. Back to Bizak, right wing. Now back to Kennis, deeper on that right side. Kennis will bring it back to the wing. Top of the key to Wackles. Left side to Jeffrey. Over to Bizak in the corner. Back to the top to Wackles. Wackles trying to bounce pass to Beldman. Loose scramble on the floor and come up with it. There is John Marshall. That was Meister. On the ground, able to come up with a loose basketball without being tied up. So JM with the basketball. 4-point lead for the Rockets. Left elbow, that's Meister. Kicks it left side around the screen. That's Sarah Mullenbach. Hands off to Hurt. Hurt throws up a left-handed kind of hook shot that was well off, but there's Meister to get the rebound. Meister's got her first bucket. And again, that's the younger of the two Meisters. Got to make sure we keep them separated tonight. That's Lady Meister, only a freshman. That's the biggest lead of the game for the Rockets. They're up by six, 19-13, John Marshall. Jeffrey left wing with it. Back to the top of the key to Wackles. Left side to Jeffrey once again. Jonesy, there's just no room in the paint for our Tigers. They're trying to find penetration. Now Jeffrey will pull up 17-foot jumper behind the free throw line. That one's long. Rebound pulled down by JM. Top of the key, Sarah Mullenbach swings it left side. Now on the block, backing her way in. That's Meister. Wow. Only a freshman, and Meister spins to the paint, spins the other way. Lainey Meister. Again, only a freshman. We assume her older sister is Lily Meister. She's got 4 points. On the other end, that's Beldman. Beldman goes coast to coast and gets the bucket. Teams exchange baskets, 21-15. Rockets by six, 8:40 to go here first half. Three-pointer on the other end by Hagelin. That one's well long, but almost like a pass. That's Hurt. Hurt gets the bucket, half a dozen for her. You get caught an air ball, but Hagelin will say it was a pass to Hurt because Hurt was right there. Puts it back in, 23-15. Rockets by eight, their biggest lead. Jeffrey a three, and the Tigers needed that one. Jeffrey top of the key. She's got 9 points. Much needed three for Albert Lee. The lead's cut to five, 23-18. On the left elbow with it is Lainey Meister. In that right corner, pull-up jumper from 15 feet. That shot is good by Stacey Mullenbach. Mullenbach's got 4 points already for the Rockets. Five different players have scored. The lead is seven, 25-18. Beldman top of the key. Left side to Kennis. Kennis looking for someone cutting, not able to. Beldman cut through, just not open. Right side over to Wackles. Wackles back out to the top of the key to Bizak. Bizak looking to drive, right side now to Beldman. Beldman at the right elbow, now in the paint, little floater from 10 feet. That one's long. And a rebound pulled down by John Marshall by Sarah Mullenbach. And Mullenbach will bring it across the timeline. 25-18, Rockets by seven. Hurt drives, explodes on the baseline, left it short. Rebound pulled down by Velman. Again, Hurt going to Lehigh next year. We mentioned in the pregame, Lily Meister, the other star for the Rockets. She's going to Indiana. Velman deep in that left corner. Back to the wing to Wackles. And Wackles will reset the offense in between the circles. Wackles looking for his screen, right wing. Jeffrey spins the paint off the screen. Jeffrey puts it up, left-handed and good. Nice move by Taya Jeffrey. She's got 11 points. Tigers hanging around, down by five, 25-20.
This is quite a battle, like we talked about watching these three collegiates out here.
Right side, Hagelin. Deeper in the right corner, that's Hurt. Back to Hagelin. Swing it left side to Sarah Mullenbach. Mullenbach will reset the offense. Albert Lee singing that person-to-person defense. First time we've seen JM kind of slow it down. Hagelin drops it off. Free throw line to Lania Meister. She lost it, but picked up by a teammate left wing. Back to the top of the key to Hagelin. Hagelin gets it over to Sarah Mullenbach. She'll reset the offense. Good defense by Albert Lee. And now Jeffrey, she'll be called for a reach and foul. She poked out of bounds, but the official will give Jeffrey her first personal. Substitution, Lily Meister comes back in for John Marshall. Akins comes in for the first time. That's Brianna Akins, a 5'3 sophomore for the Rockets. Resetting the offense for Albert Lee. We got Luring out there with Jeffrey, Wackles, Beldman. And also in the game for the first time is Maya Talamantes, a 5'6 junior guard out there for Albert Lee. Left wing with the basketball is Akins. Back to the top of the key to Hagelin, and that's going to be a kick by Jeffrey. And JM will inbounds. I just can't believe the pace of this game, Josie. This is fun.
It is fun. Two very, very good basketball teams. I didn't think you could play three halves in a row, but apparently you can now, as Maya played both halves of the JV basketball game.
Top of the key, that's Hagelin. Swings it left side to Akins, back to the top of the key. Looks like Albert Lee dropped to a 2-3 zone. Meister puts it up, floating away off the glass and good. That's Lily Meister. She's got 10 points, 7-point lead for the Rockets, 27-20. First time we see the Tigers go to a zone defense. Now Wackles for three in the corner. And Wackles knocks it down. A big shot by the lefty. And a lead is four. Albert Lee doing a nice job that when it looks like the Rockets might get close to pushing us to double digits, the Tigers have an answer. Left side trying to answer the three is Hagelin, and Hagelin hits the three. Her second three. She's got 6 points. The lead back to seven, 30-23. Big answer by John Marshall. 18-foot jumper right corner. That shot is no good by Talamantes. Rebound by the Rockets. 5:09 to go here in the first half. 7-point lead for John Marshall. Left side, Akins. Back to the top of the key to Hagelin. And Albert Lee back into person-to-person defense with right now looks like Veldman trying to stop Meister. Double team comes. Six in the corner. Three-pointer left side. That's short by Hagelin. Rebound pulled down by Luring. Luring across the timeline. She'll wait for her teammates to join her. Now she'll pull up for three. That one's short. Rebound pulled down by Lily Meister. Gets it over to Elaney Meister. Take that back. That's Sarah Mullenbach. She'll bring it across the timeline for the Rockets. Hagelin right wing. Lob pass at the right elbow. Meister drops it off deeper. Oh, left it short there was Laney Meister and a scramble jump ball. That's our first jump ball here in the first half. The arrow belongs to Albert Lee.
14 minutes in. We've only had five fouls called. First jump ball. Very great pace to this basketball game.
Of course, we are broadcasting from the Americana Insurance Press Box here at Ori Jury Gym here in Albert Lee. Aaron Worman, Tom Jones with you on KATE Albert Lee. Thank you so much for tuning in to Tiger Girls Basketball. 7-point lead right now for the Rockets. Wackles has it on the right side, and now John Marshall. Yeah, there's still in a person-to-person defense. Talamantes looking for some help, and she tried to get it inside, threw it right to Lily Meister, a turnover on Albert Lee.
Quick boys score, Albert Lee down 30-11 at half over at John Marshall.
Top of the key, pull-up three-pointer for Hurt. That one is going to be short. Rebound by Wackles. Wackles is tied up by Lily Meister. Now with the jump ball this time going to John Marshall. A final out of Iowa tonight. Northwood Kensett, a 4-point win against Central Springs. Congrats to the Vikings, 36-32 winners in girls basketball. Here it's a 7-point lead for John Marshall, 3:48 to go first half, top of the key. Got it to Lily Meister, and she turned it over. She tried to swing it out to the right wing, picked up by Jeffrey. Jeffrey to the bucket, underhand layup, no good. Rebound, Kenneth's going to put it back up. That one is going to be short. And coming down with the rebound is Meister. And then a long pass ahead, Veldman knocks out a bounce, and JM will inbounds in the front court. You know it's going to be a tough test to keep up with John Marshall. So anytime the Tigers have those kind of buckets, you're just hoping they go in.
Yeah, you have to get them to go in somehow, and I think it'll be a test too with this pace, which team can have their legs at the end of the ballgame.
Sarah Mullenbach back to the top with the key to Hurt. Hurt lob it in to Meister. At the free throw line, now back to Hurt. Thought about a three as Albert Lee in that zone defense, deep in the left corner. Back to the free throw line. Meister hands it off to Hurt. Hurt lost a handle. Loose ball picked up by Veldman. Good defense by Veldman. Here comes the Tigers. Jeffrey ahead to Lurie. Hands it off to Wackles. Thought about a long three. Screen drive right to the bucket. Puts it up. She's fouled. And a couple of free throws coming up for Nevaeh Wackles.
You've got to love the guts of that freshman out there. She could have settled for a 19-9 three-pointer, she could have settled for about a 16-foot left elbow. She said, no, I'm going to take it after the Division I ball player out there. And she did, got the foul on Meister.
Tigers 3-4 from the free throw line. First free throw is good by Wackles. Substitution for the Rockets coming in. Ava Hagelin back in the game. Does Wackles, does she play softball too?
Yes, she does.
Standing in volleyball already as a freshman. Here in the basketball court.
Just a joy to coach. I've had the opportunity to coach her in basketball in her younger days.
Second free throw is no good. The lead is six, and now a foul's going to be called underneath the reach-in foul. I don't think we got shots coming. No, it's going to be a shooting foul. Hagelin on the block gets bumped. And a foul's going to be, I believe, on Luring. That'll be her first. Team foul number four on Albert Lee, and Hagelin's going to shoot a couple.
Morgan's sister Mallory on the Riverland Community College basketball team, just coming off a little bit of an injury, getting some playing time.
Free throw is up and good by Hagelin. She's got 7 points. Yeah, Lily Meister, and also her point guard at the top of the key, Katie Hurt, playing Division I basketball next year. The second free throw is also good by Hagelin. Hagelin's got 8. Biggest lead for John Marshall. They're up by 8, 32-24. Wackles in the paint. Hook shot is blocked by Lily Meister. The 6'2" center swatted that one away, and here comes John Marshall with a chance to push us to double digits with 2:38 to go first half. Stacey Mullenbach had the basketball, hands it off to teammate Hagelin. Hagelin on the right wing, trying to get inside to Meister, and nice job by Veldman, comes up with a steal. Veldman in the paint, kicks it, luring, 15-foot baseline jumper is short. Rebound pulled down by Meister. And here comes the Rockets looking to run. That's Aikens left wing. Guarded by Jeffrey, and back to the top of the key, and we're going to have a timeout called by John Marshall. It's a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it right here on KATE. Timeouts, of course, brought to you by Jamie Kylo, attorney at law, serving the area with expert legal counsel, conveniently located in downtown Albert Lee, or call 373-4680. That's 373-4680. 32-24, Rockets by 8 with 2:17 to go here first half.
Very entertaining game. Kind of what we thought it was going to be. We knew the two top teams in the Big Nine. I didn't get a chance to see the girls, excuse me, over at Century the other night, but I understand that was quite a ball game, two upper Big Nine teams. So off the 30-second timeout, we've got 2:17 to go here in the first half on the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. Tigers trailing the Rockets 32-24.
We mentioned a Katie Hurt, two older brothers. Her one brother played at the University of Minnesota for 4 years. Matthew Hurt, who's only 21, he went to Duke, and right now he's playing in the G League for the Memphis Hustle, which assume is a G League affiliate of the Memphis Grizzlies.
He had been on the Houston Rockets Summer League team and then got cut off that. I thought he had gone to Europe. Here comes a steal by Jeffrey.
Yeah, pass at the top of the key. Jeffrey with a steal looking for contact. Layup is no good, but a foul's going to be called and a couple of free throws coming up for Jeffrey. So Jeffrey got the steal, took it right at Aikens, trying to defend her. And Jeffrey is having a big first half already. She has 11 points. She'll shoot a couple. The foul on Aikens, that's her first. First free throw by Jeffrey is good.
She's so smooth from the line. That ball doesn't even touch the rim. Just goes right through, straight down the middle.
Sarah Mullenbach checks right back in for John Marshall. Jeffrey will try to hit the second one. That one is also good. So Jeffrey 2-for-2 from the line. The lead is only half a dozen, 32-26. GM has led by as many as 8. The lead's down to 6. Albert Lee looking to trap a little bit there on the top of the key. Left side, Hurt's open for a 3, and she hits it. They left her open, and Hurt knocks it down. Hurt went 9 points. And now it's the biggest lead for the Rockets. They're up by 9, 35-26. Jeffrey left wing, looking for some help in between the circles. Right side over to Luring. Deep in the corner, Wacko trying to answer. A 3-pointer just long. Rebound pulled down by Hurt. Again, Hurt at 5'11". She seems taller than that out there as the point guard. Speaking of Hurt, has it right wing. Looking to lob it inside. Able to front Meister there. That was Veldman. Back to the left wing, Hagelin, top of the key, now swung right side over to Stacey Mullenbach. Inside the Meister, head fake, puts it up off the glass, shot no good. Rebound pulled down by Veldman. Annika Veldman, a former Purdue State Bank Athlete of the Week during the volleyball season. Lob to Wackles in the corner, back out to Jeffrey, top of the key. Right side to Luring. 54 seconds to go first half, Tigers down by 9. Big three put up there by Kenneth, shot no good. Rebound put up by Wackles, left it short. And Meister comes down with it. A chance for a second chance opportunity. Albert Lee cannot cash in. 37 seconds to go. Left side over to Stacey Mullenbach. Back to the top of the key. To Hagelin. Hagelin almost lost the handle. Right side to Hurt. Kind of a wheel offense being run at the top of the key by the Rockets. Head coach of John Marshall is saying, let's just settle for a one shot. That's Phil Schroeder, head coach of the Rockets. 19 seconds to go. JM will just pass the ball around. Now Hurt will bring it back in between the circles. Hands it off there to Sarah Mullenbach. Left side over to Stacey Mullenbach. 8 seconds. Now near the timeline. Bringing it forward with 6. That's Sarah Mullenbach. Over to Hurt. And Hurt, what happened there? We're going to have a whistle and an offensive
foul
inside. So it's going to be on Lily Meister. That's only her better second. That's a second on Meister, and that's a big call with 2.9 seconds to go. In this first half, Lily Meister with 10 points already, averaging 23.5 a game. And she picks up her second again with just 2.9 seconds before halftime on an illegal screen. So in the backcourt, Kenneth inbounds to Jeffrey. Jeffrey across the timeline. Jeffrey running three-pointer off the glass, and it's too strong as this first half comes to an end. Well, if you like a track meet of a basketball game, up and down, we win in that first half. Rockets up by 9 at halftime, 35-26. JM leads our Tigers as we get you into the halftime show. And we have so many sponsors that make our broadcast possible. Halftime show brought to you by AutoServe Complete Automotive Repair. Automotive Service Complete Automotive Repair for tires, alignments, and diagnostics. Contact AutoServe at 129 Columbus Avenue or call 507-377-1215. That number again for AutoServe Complete Automotive Repair, 507-377-1215. Halftime score off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard, 35-26, Rockets by 9. We're back in a moment on Kate.
When something goes wrong with your car, all the apps in the world won't help you solve the problem.
Faulty electric system here. I need a fresh alternator, stat!
Yes, doctor.
Our car doctors can identify issues right away, saving you time, money, and labor.
At AutoServe in Albert Lea, they can assist you with any and all car repairs, including tires, alignments, and diagnostics. Contact AutoServe Complete Automotive Repair, 129 Columbus Avenue in Albert Lea, or call 377-1275.
Put big auto loan payments in the rear view with Accenture Credit Union. Accenture is ready to help you hit the open road with auto loans as low as 1.93% APR. You can apply for your loan online or visit us at one of our branch locations. Visit accenturecu.org/autoloans to learn more. APR equals annual percentage rate. Actual APR will be based on an individual's credit rating, amount financed, and other factors. On approved credit. Rates subject to change. Other terms available. Accenture Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA.
Yep, it's that time of year again. Joyous season, obnoxious ads.
Santa will never be ready for the Christmas sale.
I know. Let's just put a little more juice in the machine.
Oh, boy. At Americana Insurance in Albert Lea, we're not going to play that game. We just want to wish you a Merry Christmas, and to those of you who trusted us with your insurance this year, we'd like to say thank you. Working with you has been a pleasure. Americana Insurance in Albert Lea, 377-2000.
Santa, the machine is expelling gas.
Yeah, we're not even going to go there.
When was the last time that you sampled one of Albert Lea's greatest traditions? Jake's Pizza in downtown Albert Lea makes the best pizza in our area. They're open daily for dine-in, take-out, or delivery.
Gonna take you home early and I'll tell you what we're gonna do. We're gonna call Jake's Pizza and order one for me and you. Tell them what you like, they'll make it any way you want them to. Just call 373-7350.
Halftime here in Albert Lea. Aaron Werman, Tom Jones with you. And, of course, halftime brought to you by our good friends at AutoServe Complete Automotive Repair. 9-point lead for the Rockets. And, Jonesy, we were talking about it off the air. Just the pace of that first half. I'm a little winded broadcasting because there's one thing that both teams wanted to do. They wanted to push the pace. A lot of athletes out there. And that was a fun 18 minutes. Tigers will talk about some things they have to do different in the second half, but give us your thoughts on the first 18 minutes of play.
I think it's pretty much what I expected. You got to see a lot of Tia Jeffrey on the offensive end, and you saw that Meister and Hurt on their offensive end, and it's a matter of which team could stop which. And Hurt just runs the floor so well. The second chance points are there for her because of that. And you don't always see a 6 foot 2 inch post that can run the floor like that, that can dribble. She can fill the lanes properly, just like she's been taught. You know, these are two girls that have played so much AAU ball and traveling teams all over the country, I'm sure. And Rochester has really become a hotbed for the basketball world, and you're seeing products right out here tonight. But we're still in the ballgame, Aaron, trailing by 9 as we begin the second half here in about 7 minutes. But the Tigers, I think they're going to have to find a way to stop them. And it might be more backcourt pressure. I wouldn't be hesitant as a coach to maybe try to put a little more pressure on the guards just to not be able to get that ball inside, because once it's gotten inside, it's been nothing but net for the two tall girls out there. So, but I wish, Aaron, you know, I've said this so many times in our 21 years at Albert Lee High School here, that we were positioned a little bit higher, because you'd really be able to see the effect of these girls.
Correct, yep.
The way they run the lanes, the way they run the floor. And when you're sitting courtside, I always said this is kind of the worst seat in the house. And when we used to be on the other end, we're on the, actually on the JM side here tonight. And we've often had coaches that stand right in front of us the whole game too, especially a couple with the Albert Lee boys 2 years ago when they had the run to go to the section finals that got called off because of COVID. Lant Benavidez was always standing right in front of us. We could never see the ball game. So, but anyway, yeah, it's going to be a good second half. We're going to have to find a way in the first 5 minutes to be able to get that 9-point deficit evened up. And if we can't, then it could end up being a long second half for Albert Lee.
We didn't get a chance to mention the pregame show. Last year, Albert Lee was up over John Marshall by 2 at halftime. They eventually lost that game 56-46 to the Rockets. That was in Rochester. In that game, leading the Tigers was Jordan Juvelin. She had 20 points, and we haven't got a chance to see Juvelin do anything because she got two fouls early in this one. That's going to be key in the second half because they're going to need her offense, but more importantly, her defense to slow down the opposed players for John Marshall.
And, you know, on my two call-ins with you on the radio, we talked about the Jordan Juvelin effect on defense, how that helps side. All of a sudden, you're looking up, here's a 6-foot-1-inch girl right in your face. But when she got that second foul, she had to come out of the onto the bench. So she'll be back starting the second half, I'm sure, for Albert Lee. And I think that's one of our keys to the second half is what she can do in the paint, because once she got out of the ball game, they had a lot more easy putbacks, layups, whatever you want to call them, on the offensive end for the Rockets.
Big Nine standings in girls basketball coming into action tonight. Austin 4-0, Mankato East 3-0, Century, John Marshall, and Albert Lee all at 3-1. So it's early, but a key game here tonight in Albert Lee. What do you know about the Austin girls team? They're 4-0 in the Big Nine, 5-0 right now overall.
Well, they went to the state last year after knocking off Albert Lee over the Ovi Bourbon gym in the section finals. And I think they've got a lot of that team back and just a solid squad. And talking to some people, they all said that if we're going to win a section game, you know, go to a state, win a section with these girls, it's going to have to go through Austin. So it'll be a great matchup when we play them down the road.
Coming into this year, this is kind of a funny tidbit. I forget what newspaper this is out of, but a Lily Meister, we've talked about her again, going to Indiana for a John Marshall. Meister, she passed her mom, who was John Marshall's all-time scoring leader. Her mom, Angie. So think about that.
Oh,
mom
sure.
Had the record, and then her daughter comes around, and I think last year coming to this season, over 1,600 points for Lily Meister. And we talk about the Hurt family with John Marshall. You talk about the Meisters with two kids on this team. And the mom was at one time the top scorer. And you touched on it during the first half. Just so much tradition, especially in girls basketball, or I say boys basketball too, in the city of Rochester.
Oh, man. I'm over there officiating on some of the weekends here. Just amazing what they're putting out for tournaments over there, Aaron. They had a preseason kids tournament here a couple weeks ago I was at. And there were well over 400 teams over there from all over the state playing. And this is like fourth grade through, I think, sixth or seventh grade. So, yeah, it's amazing what they got going over there.
Well, let's recap to your first half in scoring for John Marshall. Hurt with 9, Hagelin with 8, Laney Meister with 4 for Stacey Mullenbach, and Lily Meister with 10. Foul trouble, again, Lily Meister does have 2. She picked up 1 late in that first half. For Albert Lee, Jeffrey leading the way with 13 points, 4 points for Luring, 4 points for Wackles, 3 for Kennis, and 2 for Veldman. Obviously, some other players are going to have to step it up for Albert Lee in the second half. We mentioned Juvelin in some foul trouble, and we've seen a Kennis. We know she can shoot. She has not had some open looks. They need to find a way to get the ball in her hand and get some shots maybe from the corners when it comes to threes. Others are going to have to help Jeffrey if the Tigers are going to have a chance to come back here in the second half.
And I saw that in the JV game, like kind of what you just hit on with Kennis, how their defense is so quick out there. You don't get that good quick reversal to the open shot. They defend that three so well. And for Albert Lee, if you're going to get that open shot, that ball's got to be even quicker than what you've been doing the first 4 or 5 games of the season. So that's one thing I think we can look at as potential key to the game here in the second half.
One note off the court, we should mention that Albert Lee's nominees for the Minnesota State High School League Excel Award came out today. The Excel Awards are for students that exhibit excellence in community, education, and leadership. And this year selected nominees for Albert Lee, one of them is Kendall Kennis, only a junior. And Kendall's involved in a lot of activities: choir, soccer, fall musical, basketball, track and field, well-being club, FCA. The list is longer and longer. Student council as well. So congratulations to Kendall Kennis for being nominated. And we should mention on the guy's side, Joseph Yoon, who had a big game for the Tiger Boys hockey team. I believe it was last week where he scored 4 goals in a victory. And he's in choir, fall musical, golf, hockey captain, soccer captain, student council, FCA, and well-being club. So Joseph Yoon, along with, again, Kendall Kennis, Albert Lea High School's nominees for Minnesota State High School League Excel Award. So congratulations to those two great student athletes.
You couldn't pick two better kids for that. My goodness, they're so involved in everything, so talented, both on and off the court, to the floor, the ice, whatever you want to call it, for both of those two. So, and Kendall was a fourth grader, and my daughter was a third grader. I had the opportunity to coach her, and we became real good friends since then. And she's just such a nice young lady, and as all these Tiger girls are.
Again, halftime show. We'll put a wrap on it. Brought to you by AutoServe Complete Automotive Repair. For tires, alignments, and diagnostics, contact AutoServe at 129 Columbus Avenue or call 507-377-1215. Automotive Serve Complete Automotive Repair halftime show wrapping up. We're ready for second half action. 35-26, Rockets up by 9. Let's get ready for the second half of play.
First 5 minutes is going to be the key, what Albert Lea can do here with Jordan Juhlin. Phil Schroeder, the outstanding coach he is, I got to believe he's going to try to attack, get her to 3 fouls, get her back on the bench. So that's something we're going to have to keep an eye out for, too.
Again, we're in the Americana Insurance Press Box. Americana Insurance and Albert Lea and Wells. Protection you can rely on. Nationwide, of course, is on your side. They are the A-team. Albert Lea with the basketball going from right to left on your radio dial. Biggest lead of the game for John Marshall is right now at 9. And they try to get the Kennis cutting to the basket. It's a turnover. Juvelin back in the game on the left wing and just threw it ahead of her. It skips out of bounds and a turnover on the first possession.
Yeah, just tried to thread the needle for Kendall coming through, and she didn't quite get that needle threaded.
Hurt top of the key, brings across the timeline, lob to the free throw line to Lily Meister, gets it back to Hurt. Hurt looking to drive right side, now in the corner. Now trying to get back to Meister. That's going to be a kick on Veldman. Meister went for the free throw line, cut to the bucket, and Veldman able to get a shoe on it and knocked it out of bounds. Stacy Mullenbachel inbounds. Mullenbach still looking, lob pass inside. Double team comes on Meister. Nice spin move off the glass and good. Spins to the baseline, and that's tough to stop. Lily Meister's got a dozen. It's a double-digit lead for the first time tonight. Rockets up by 11, 37-26. Kennis left wing, deep in that left corner. That's Juvelin. Juvelin looking for a screen. Juvelin at the free throw line, kicks it right corner. Kennis not about a three. Now she'll step back and almost pull the trigger. Back to the top of the key to Luring. Luring gets the Jeffrey left elbow. Jeffrey driving in the paint. Jeffrey right to the bucket, puts up off the glass and good.
Three people, help side coming in. She just adjusted her body in the air, went off the glass for two.
Jeffrey's got 15. She's got over half the points for Albert Lea right now, trying to keep her team in this one, down by 9. There's Meister cutting to the bucket. Double team comes to the left block, puts it up, it just spins off. She gets her own rebound, puts it back up and good. Lily Meister's got 14, lead back to double digits, 39-28 Rockets, up by 11. Now Juvelin on the paint right side, puts it up too strong, rebound comes out to Hagelin. Of course, when the postseason comes, John Marshall a 4A team, Albert Lea a 3A team. Last year they got beat in the second round or the section semifinals by Farmington. Like Jonesy mentioned, Albert Lea got beat in the title game by Austin, as that's a three-pointer by Hurt. Hurt with her second three. She's got a dozen, and the lead is 14, 42-28. Talk about Hurt, you talk about Meister, but there are so many other good weapons on this JMT. They're fun to watch. Left side to Luring. Looking inside, back to the top of the key. Jeffrey for three's got a good look at him.
Man.
Jeffrey's got 18. Trying to will her team back into this one. 42-31, Tigers down by 11. Right side, Sarah Mullenbach. Now Meister, right elbow, pulls up, shot and good. Lily Meister knocks it down. She's got 16. The Hoosiers got a good one coming to Bloomington next year. Lead is 13, 44-31. Luring top of the key, left side to Jeffrey, back to Luring. Right side, pull up three for Kennis. That one is long. Rebound, Jula's going to chase it down the left corner. Another chance for Albert Lee. Back to Kennis on the right wing. Top of the key, Luring. Left side to Jeffrey. Free throw line to Veldman. Left corner to Juvelin. Back to the top to Luring. Right side to Kennis. Good look for three. That one's going to spin out. Rebound, Jeffrey puts it back up and good. Jeffrey's got 20. Jeffrey 20. The rest of the Tigers, 13. 44-33. The lead is 11. And now stepping out of bounds. Trying to drive right side as one of the Rockets at Sarah Mullenbach. She'll turn it over.
I remember Taya when she was a ninth grader. She was playing varsity, Aaron, and I would be reffing the ninth grade games. She'd be in here at 5:30, 5:15 when I came in, shooting and shooting and shooting. 2.5 hours before her game.
Top of the key with it is Luring. Looking for some help and almost threw it away. Ends up in the hands of Jeffrey by accident as she slides in for a layup. 22 for Jeffrey. And the Tigers, the lead is back to single digits, 44-35. Meister top of the key. That could have been a travel, probably should have been. Hurt drives in at the free throw line, kicks it left side. Three-pointer put up by Hagelin. That's short. Rebound pulled down by Albert Lee. Meister fighting for it, scramble on the ground. Loose ball picked up by Luring. Luring across the timeline for Albert Lee, and that should be a foul. Hurt was kind of riding her the whole way up. It'll be a foul on Hurt. That's going to be her first. The Albert Lee faithful. A little extra enthusiasm on that call.
You catch up, well, you get within 9 points, and you got a nice little run here going. It gets the fans back up on their feet.
Jeffrey will inbounds underneath the bucket, looking for some help. Lobs it to the top of the key to Luring. Person-to-person defense here for the Rockets. Left side to Veldman. Veldman around the screen. Right side to Juvelin. Juvelin looking for Jeffrey. Hurt's guarding her, and now Hurt's going to jump off and guard Juvelin on a switch. Right side to Kennis, back to the top to Luring. 14:04 to go. Tigers down by 9 after trailing by as many as 14. Juvelin right side to Kennis. Kennis looking inside. No one's open. Now Kennis will drive baseline. Kennis kicks it the other corner. Juvelin for three. That one is going to be in and out. Rebound pulled down by Kennis. Puts it back up and good. Wow. Big offensive rebound by Kennis. She's got 5 points. The lead is down to 7. 44-37. Now a turnover in the front court. Veldman comes up with it. Veldman ahead to Luring. Luring left-handed layup puts it up. No good, but she's fouled by Hurt. And a couple of free throws coming up for Luring. Tigers far from done in this one with 13:34 to go, down by 7. And a couple of free throws coming up for Luring.
And Morgan on that time realized she knew who was trailing her on that and just took that foul, threw the ball up off the backboard too hard. She'll take the free throws.
That's actually the third person on Hurt. First free throw is good by Luring. She's got 5 points.
Bill Schroeder off to our right saying, girls, settle, settle, settle. Albert Lee cuts the lead to 6 with 13:34 to go in the game.
It was a 14-point lead. Now it's a 10-2 run by Albert Lee. Make it still a 10-2. Free throw's no good. Rebound ends up in the hands of Juvelin. So keep it right here in the possession. Jeffrey at the free throw line. Right side in the corner. To Veldman. Veldman looking to drive back to the wing. The Kennis for three. That's a big three. It's long. Rebound comes out to John Marshall. And a foul is going to be called on Jeffrey. Try to tie up the rebounder for JM. And Jeffrey's going to pick up her second.
That's a good call. Reached across her arm to go after that ball.
It was a good look there by Kennis. Just couldn't get it to go. Again, with the pace of this game, no lead is going to be too much. Again, it was just 14. It seems like a matter of moments ago. The lead's down to a half a dozen. Full court pressure. Person-to-person pressure is bringing across the timeline is Sarah Mullenbach. Mullenbach back to the top of the key to Hurt. Lob pass to Meister, who slides in. They toss it over Veldman. And Lily Meister slides right to the bucket. 18 points for her. The lead is 8. 46-38 Rockets.
Classic high-low offense that time.
Juvelin left wing. Not alluring on the wing, looking to drive. She puts it up, shot no good. And if Hurt gets the call, that's going to be her fourth personal. That's going to be a foul number 4 on Hurt. So I assume John Marshall will take out one of their stars. Phil Schroeder, the head coach, and quickly, substitution, Stacey Mullenbach will check in for Katie Hurt. So mark that down, 12:49 to go here in the second half. Hurt's got to sit down with four personals. Kennis open off the inbounds for three. That one is in and out. Rebound pulled down, and Jeffrey's going to be fouled. Jeffrey got the rebound, and she'll go to the line to shoot a couple. Eventually, that shot's going to go down for Kennis. She's had two or three three-pointers that I think were halfway down and came up.
I'll tell you what, Taya, that time, just moving without the basketball, just textbook.
First free throw is good. Jeffrey now with 25. She's got 25. The rest of her Tiger teammates have 14. Lead is 7. Second free throw by Jeffrey. That one is good as well. So Jeffrey nails both of them. It's a 6-point lead, 46-40. Tigers were just down by 14. Now it's half a dozen. Full court pressure by Albert Lee. Broken there by John Marshall in the front court. That's Stacey Mullenbach. And it's stolen. Knocked away. Here comes Luring. Luring slides in. Layup is short. And we're going to have a foul. Wait a minute. Did they say timeout? What happened there? The official stopped the game for a timeout, but John Marshall didn't even have the basketball. What happened there?
What happened there was an inadvertent whistle.
That was an inadvertent whistle.
They're going to get together like they're taught to do, and they're going to give Albert Lee the basketball.
Because it should be, it should be a jump ball then, right?
No, I don't think so. I think Albert Lee will get the ball.
Because Veldman was going for the rebound. I thought maybe it was going to be a foul on her, maybe going over the back as she barreled for the rebound. And right away the one official says, no, it's a timeout, John Marshall. But John Marshall didn't even have control of the ball. It was still a loose scramble. He's going to come over and talk to head coach R.J. Pauly. Yep, inadvertent whistle. So the inadvertent whistle, it should be the jump ball, right?
I just think Albert Lee's going to get it here. Because we had possession when the whistle was blown. That's why we're going to get it.
So, yeah, no jump ball. Albert Lee keeps the basketball. Jonesy, who's
right
an official
on.
Himself, right on top of things.
Dead on.
So 12:28 to go in this one. 6-point lead for the Rockets. Inbounds, Luring on the right wing. In the corner to Jeffrey. Jeffrey looking inside. Now back to the wing. Cross court to Juvelin. Juvelin looking for Jeffrey at the free throw line. She's begging for the basketball. Right side to Veldman. Back to Jeffrey. Jeffrey looking to go. Jeffrey at the free throw line. All the way to the bucket. Left-handed layup is good. Jeffrey's got 28 of the Tigers, 42, and the lead is down to 4, 46-42.
When you don't have Hurt in there, it's going to make a lot more room in the lane.
Top of the key, Akins. There's Lily Meister, top of the key, right side. Over to Sarah Mullenbach, and again, the point guard Hurt is on the bench with 4 personals for John Marshall. That definitely makes a difference when it comes to top of the key. There's a 3-pointer, a big look. That one's in and out. Rebound pulled down by Meister. Puts it back up, no good. Scramble for the loose ball. Jeffrey comes up with it. Tigers down by 4. Luring in the front court left wing. Luring looked inside to Veldman. Now Veldman has a left corner. 11:28 to go, and a good one. From the high school here in Albert Lee, Tigers down by just 4. Jeffrey for 3 left side. That one is long. Rebound pulled down by Lily Meister. Good, strong rebound by the future Hoosier.
And Lily Meister guarding Jeffrey on the end there for the Rockets.
Hagelin inside the Meister. She get a spin, shot no good, a lot of contact, no whistle. And here comes Albert Lee down by 4. Luring across the timeline, left side to Veltman in the corner. Veltman inside to Jeffrey. Jeffrey with Meister behind her, she'll bring it back to the free throw line. And now she's going to take Meister out to the top of the key.
Set a high pick on Meister.
Veltman, not going to set a pick on Meister. She's going to use that pick, nope. Thought about a 3 left side to Veldman. Luring driving baseline. Little runner puts it up. That one's no good. Rebound pulled down by Stacey Mullenbach. So the Tigers have gotten a few stops, just not able to cash in. They're still down by 4, 46-42. 10.5 minutes to go from Ori Jirley Gymnasium here in Albert Lee on KATE Albert Lee. Top of the key, that's Hagelin. Right side, Stacey Mullenbach, and she'll reset the offense. Looking for Meister, and Veldman's going to be called for a foul coming over the top. That's an easy whistle. So Veldman's going to pick up, I believe, her first. Team foul number 2 on Albert Lee.
Nevaeh Wachholz checking in for the Tigers. She'll replace Morgan Luring.
Well, Jubelin's got 2. Jeffrey's got 2. Another foul trouble for Albert Lee. So they have plenty of fouls to use here in the second half. As inbounds pass, Meister, quick 8-foot jumper, just shakes off the rim, and rebound by Albert Lee. Another chance for the Tigers, down 4. That's Veldman cutting to the bucket, spins it in. Jeffrey on the assist. Veldman gets the bucket. She's got 4, and the lead is down to 2. 46-44. At one point, it was 42-28 Rockets. It's a 16-4 run by Albert Lee, and now Meister spins in. She is so tough. You need a bucket, you go to your star. She's got 20.
Post up and give me the darn ball.
48-44. Rockets up by 4. Jeffrey in between the circles, looking to drive. Jeffrey at the free throw line, kicks in the corner. Wachholz for a big three in the corner. That one's well long. Rebound pulled down by John Marshall. 9:27 to go in this one. Halftime was a 9-point lead. Rockets push it to 14. Right now it's a 4-point lead for JM. Hands it off to Hagelin. Wheel being ran at the top of the key. Aikens over to Sarah Mullenbach. Sarah Mullenbach's got Jeffrey all over. Mullenbach, right wing, going to lob it inside the Meister. Double team comes, puts it up off the glass and good. You want to stop a run by the other team, you go to Lily Meister. She's got 22 points. The lead is 6. And a timeout's going to be called by R.J. Pauley. We're going to take one as well. 8:57 to go off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. Don't go anywhere. Rochester John Marshall 50, Albert Lee 44. We're back in a moment on Kate.
When something goes wrong with your car, all the apps in the world won't help you solve the problem.
Faulty electric system here. I need a fresh alternator, stat!
Yes, doctor.
Our car doctors can identify issues right away, saving you time, money, and labor.
At AutoServe in Albert Lee, they can assist you with any and all car repairs, including tires, alignments, and diagnostics. Contact AutoServe Complete Automotive Repair, 129 Columbus Avenue in Albert Lee, or call 377-1275.
Want to mention each week during the sports season, we hand out the Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week, of course, brought to you by our good friends at Produce State Bank. Their website, very easy, producestatebank.com. Banking for your hometown life, whatever your financial needs are, Produce State Bank is there for you. And this week, Wyatt Helming, a 6'7" senior from Lake Mills, 20 points a game, 9 rebounds. If you missed the interview with Wyatt earlier today, just go to our website, myalbertlee.com. You'll find it right there on the front page. You might have to scroll down a little bit on that front page. But Wyatt Helming, this week's Athlete of the Week, brought to you by Produce State Bank.
Boys down 53-41 over in Rochester tonight.
What's
136
the score?
To go. 53-41. Oh,
Tiger
Boys. Pretty good competitive game there tonight.
Hanging tight with the Rockets, down by just a dozen. Tight one here as well. 50-44, 6-point lead for John Marshall. Right side to Jeffrey. Jeffrey looking to go. Now still in that wing. Orchestrating the offense. He'll bring it back to the top of the key. Right side to Veldman. Veldman gets to the Juvelin at the right elbow. Juvelin thought about a shot. Back to Veldman. Left side to Jeffrey. Over to Bizek. Back to the top to Jeffrey. Now to Bizek in the corner. That's a long 18-footer. Shot is short. And a rebound pulled down by Hagelin. Rockets up by 6, 50-44. Lily Meister, top of the key, looking for a guard. Finally gets it to Hagelin. Hagelin will hand it off to Asira Mullenbach. Get a little wheel being ran here by John Marshall with 8:11 to go. It's a two-possession game. Rockets up by 6. Aiken still with it. And
get that shot clock going next year.
It's 2 years, right?
2 years, whenever it is, yeah.
Drive it in, kicks it in the corner to Meister. Meister looking to go baseline. Back to the wing over to Hagelin. Out of the top of the key, and John Marshall reset their offense. They'll go back into kind of a wheel, just kind of handing it off near the top of the key. Picking up her dribble there is Hagelin, looking for some help over to Aikens. Especially with Hurt not out there, they're going to try to take as much time off the clock as possible. Wachholz almost got the steal, but ends up back in the hands of Aikens. Pass inside to Meister. Meister might have pushed off underneath against Veldman, but an easy bucket for Meister. And Meister's got, that's 24. And a lead is back to 8, 52-44. Tigers are down 46-44. It's a 6-0 run by the Rockets. And Hurt is getting ready to check back in with four personals. Now almost a turnover. Jeffrey in the paint. Spins up a layup and good for Jeffrey. That's 30. 30 for Taya Jeffrey. The rest of her team has 16. Full court pressure by Albert Lee. Meister with it. Pulls up 15-foot jumper. Shot no good. Rebound, and John Marshall's going to come up with it. Tigers got the stop but could not get the defensive rebound. Meister, right block. Back to the free throw line to Hagelin. Left side over to Aikens, and Aikens will reset the offense. 6:44 to go. 6-point lead for John Marshall. And back to that wheel offense. Just kind of handing the ball off in the top of the key. And Wachholz all over Aikens trying to get a steal here. Aikens picks up her dribble looking for some help, and John Marshall's going to take a timeout.
Full timeout it is.
So we'll take a quick timeout as well. 6:31 to go in Big 9 Conference girls basketball. John Marshall off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard leads Albert Lee 52-46. We're back in a moment on Case.
Feeling like your home needs a new look? At Broadway Home Design, they offer all types of flooring and varying price points. Whether you need new hardwood or luxury vinyl tile, a kitchen backsplash, or are planning a full bathroom remodel, the experts at Broadway Home Design can take the concept from start to finish. As your local authorized Schluter dealer, they specialize in custom walk-in tile showers using only the best waterproofing products available. They offer in-home measures, design consultation, and flooring installation. Check out their showroom at 128 Broadway Avenue South in Albert Lea or online at BroadwayHomeDesign.com.
Well, let's get to your in-game recap here on KATE, which, of course, is brought to you by one of Jonesy's favorite places, the Pizza Ranch here in Albert Lea. For the best lunch deal around, $6, take two deal during buffet hours at the Pizza Ranch in Albert Lea. Halftime score was 35-26. Albert Lea found themselves down by 14, 42-28 here in the second half, but eventually cut the lead down to two at 46-44. That would have been a 16-4 run by Albert Lea. John Marshall's now pushed it back to a six-point lead. Leading scorers, Jeffrey with 30. Lily Meister, she has 24. The Stars for each team are shining tonight. And with 6:31 to go, it's a six-point lead for the Rockets, 52-46. Get in-game recap brought to you by the Pizza Ranch. Speaking of Meister, she spins one up from 5 feet away. She's got 26 points. The lead is eight, 54-46. Kurt back in there playing with four personals. Right side, Wackles. Inside the Juvelin in the corner to Luring. Back to the top to Wackles. Left side. Back to Wackles right once again. Wackles looking for some help to Luring. It's knocked away and stolen by John Marshall. Pass ahead to Hurt. Hurt gets it stolen away and knocked out of bounds by Luring. Good hustle by Albert Lea. However this one turns out, Jonesy, hats off to our girls tonight. They played their heart out against a very good John Marshall team.
Fans have paid the $8 to get in tonight. It certainly have gotten their money's worth.
Hurt on the left wing. Deeper in the corner. There is Stacey Mullenbach. Back to Hurt. Right side over to Aikens. Then John Marshall in no hurry. Trying to take the air out of the ball a little bit. Now they get the Hurt cutting in. Hurt spins one up. That was a pass from Lily Meister over to Hurt. And Hurt's got 14. The lead is back to double digits. 56-46 Rockets. Right now the Rockets on a 10-2 run after Albert Lea cut the lead down to two. Juvelin top of the key. Jeffrey at the free throw line. Jeffrey looking for some help back to the top. Zone defense here by the Rockets. Left side to Kennis. Now back to Jeffrey. Jeffrey kicks out to Juvelin. 15-foot baseline jumper. That one is short. Rebound pulled down by Lily Meister. 5:13 to go. Plenty of time left. But you kind of feel this game maybe starting to slip away from our Tigers. Still plenty of time, but down by 10. Left side to Hurt. Hurt, nice pass cutting to the bucket. And the foul's going to be called. That was Stacey Mullenbach who was the cutter. And Mullenbach's going to shoot a couple.
Got 4 points on the night. Foul on Morgan Luring. Her second, team third.
So Luring with her second. So Stacey Mullenbach with 4 points, her first trip to the free throw line. And that one is good. Front rim, back rim, and down. We have not had a whole lot of free throws being shot. Right now, John Marshall's 3 of 5. Albert Lea. Well, Jeffrey's 6 for 6 all by herself. I guess Albert Lee's got a decent number. Got them 9 of 11 from the free throw line for Albert Lea. It's an 11-point lead. Second free throw for Mullenbach. Shot is good. She gets both of them. She's got half a dozen. 58-46. Rockets by 12. Under 5 minutes to go. Off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. Again, Jeffrey with 30 points has the ball. Left side to Kennis. Kennis looking for some help. Still looking for some help, Kennis. On that left wing, back to the top to Juvelin. Left side to Jeffrey. Jeffrey for three. Her three-pointer is going to be long. Long rebound ends up in the corner, and they're going to let that skip out of bounds. Basketball goes to the Rockets. You're going to look back at this game, and again, Jeffrey scored 30. Albert Lea's just not getting any of the surrounding cast. Again, to the offense. Full court pressure for Albert Lea. Hurt deeper in that right corner. Lob pass into Meister. Nice head fake around. Kennis puts it up and good. So tough to stop. And she's got 28. 28 for Lily Meister, averaging 23.5 a game. And she's going to Indiana next year. Hurt the point guard, going to Lehigh. And, of course, Jeffrey's going to Jamestown in North Dakota. A lot of talent on the court tonight here in Albert Lee. 14-point lead. There's Julin for three. It's blocked by Meister. Loose ball picked up by Jeffrey in the left block. And a timeout's going to be called by R.J. Pauley.
Full timeout.
Jeffrey was stuck in the corner. Timeout brought to you by Jamie Kylo, attorney at law, serving the area with expert legal counsel, conveniently located in downtown Albert Lee, or call 377-4680 for Jamie Kylo, attorney at law.
Did you know Cascade Platinum is so powerful you can load dirty dishes in the dishwasher without a pre-rinse? That's right. Unlike other detergents, Cascade Platinum has 50% more cleaning power with enzymes that break down food particles. It even works in your dishwasher's quick wash cycle.
More power, more clean.
So skip the pre-rinse and switch to Cascade Platinum with 50%.
A reminder coming up tomorrow on KETE, Gopher men's basketball. The Gophers have had a week off after beating a Texas A&M Corpus Christi. Gophers, I believe... 8-1?
9-1.
9-1 under first year head coach Ben Johnson. They get Green Bay at the barn tomorrow. Reminder, if you have tickets for that game, it was a 7 o'clock original start. It is a 4 o'clock tip off tomorrow afternoon. 3:30 your pregame right here on KETE as the Gophers try to continue to surprise everybody this season under, again, first year head coach Ben Johnson.
Really like what he's doing up there.
Off the timeout. Tigers down by 14. Jeffrey's going to lob it near the top of the key. Luring comes over. Now in the corner to Jeffrey. Thought about a three. Trying to poke it away. There is Meister. Swung right side to Juvelin. Juvelin back to the top of the key to Luring. Left side to Jeffrey. Again, zone defense here by the Rockets. Lob pass inside. Cut to the bucket is Kenneth. Kenneth puts it up and she's fouled. Good cut by Kenneth from the baseline. Kennis has got 7 and the chance for a 3-point play.
When that ball was thrown, I didn't think Kendall had a chance at catching that and able to get enough of a right arm on it and go up strong, has a chance for a 3-point play.
Free throw is good. Kennis has got 8 points, an 11-point lead for John Marshall. Full court pressure here by Albert Lee with 3.5 minutes to go. Hurt in the backcourt, gets it ahead to Meister. Right side over to Sarah Mullenbach. Back to the top of the key, a three-pointer, and pulls up and hits it as Hurt. You thought John Marshall would try to take some clock, but Hurt pulls up. That is her third three tonight. She's got 17 points. The lead is 14, 63-49 Rockets, 3:09 to go. Kenneth trying to answer a three of her own, and she hits. Kenneth gets her first three, and the lead is 11, 63-52. Hurt's double team in the backcourt, and stolen by Luring slides in. Luring. Give it to Jeffrey. Jeffrey over to Veldman, pulls up 6-foot jumper shot, no good. Tigers got the steal, could not finish. Now Hurt in the backcourt. Got to get across the timeline here. So that's going to be a 10-second violation, but they finally toss it ahead to Hagelin, right side. Back to the top to Hurt. Hurt in between the circles. Again, JM in no hurry, up by 11 with 2.5 minutes to go. Right side Hagelin. Coach John Marshall is saying dribble it out. Right wing. Three-point attempt is put up by Hurt. Shot no good. Rebound pulled down by Albert Lee. Hurt says, I'm going to keep shooting. Right side to Kenneth. Kenneth unloads for three. Right side and hits. So back-to-back threes by Kenneth. And it's 63-55. Tigers not done yet. 2 minutes to go. It's a three-possession game. Full court pressure by Albert Lee. Almost a travel there in the backcourt. Hurt across the timeline. Hurt is double-teamed. And a timeout's going to be called by John Marshall, by head coach Phil Schroeder. It's a 30-second timeout. So we'll keep it right here. And we mentioned, got to get Kenneth hot. Couple of back-to-back threes. And again, it's still doable, down by 8 with a minute 53 to go.
I always like to tell the story when I was coaching out in Alden Conger. We caught up 9 points in 41 seconds. So we got a lot of time left with 1:53 here to go in the ballgame. But Kendall got a couple of quick shots. They did not pick her up, let her fly. Now it's up the defense, and I like the fact R.J. Pauley has been putting some full-court pressure on, just trying to take the rhythm out of the game of the Rockets. But both of these teams, girls, too, as you look at it, Aaron, looking pretty worn out. This has been quite a game.
Yeah, we always broadcast from the Americana Insurance and Albert Lee and Wells Press Box. They're here to help protect people, families, businesses, and futures with the right policy and the right price. Nationwide is on your side. AmericanaInsurance.com is their website. So here we go, 63-55. Possession arrow belongs to the Rockets. Five team fouls on JM. Albert Lee's got a few fouls to give, just three team fouls. Inbounds to Hurt. Hurt back to Mullenbach. Mullenbach going to hand it off to Hurt. Hurt in between the circles, looking for some help. Hurt still with it. Hands it off there to Sarah Mullenbach. Going to lob pass inside. That should have been a travel. Meister lost her step. She turns it over anyways. And the Tigers get the turnover. 97 seconds to go. Meister lost her footing and just lost the basketball.
He had a big three here, make it a two-possession game.
Jeffrey, top of the key, left side to Luring. Inside, they go to Veltman. Veltman spins on the block. Veltman still with it. Little running hook shot. That one's too strong off the glass. Rebound goes off a few fingertips. Ends up in the hands of Hurt. 80 seconds to go. Hurt, long pass ahead to Meister. Meister back to Hurt. Hurt goes right to the bucket. Her layup is no good. A lot of contact, no foul. Scramble for the basketball. Hurt comes up with it. And a timeout's going to be called by John Marshall. It's a full timeout being called by the Rockets. We'll take a quick one. Minute 11 to go off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. The Rockets trying to escape with a victory here in Albert Lee. 63-55 JM over Albert Lee. Back in a moment on Kate.
Smart Transit in Austin and Albert Lee is hiring. Smart has openings for full and part-time transit bus drivers. Starting wage has recently increased and all positions offer benefits. Daytime, evening, and weekend hours are available. Apply today by visiting smartbusmn.org or by calling our dispatch team at 855-762-7821.
Smart Transit, call 855-SMART-B1. See you on the bus.
Well, coming up when it comes to play-by-play sports, prep play-by-play sports here on KETE, going to be a couple of trips to a Minnehaha Academy. Coming up on Thursday, Albert Lee Boys Hockey. They take on the Red Hawks. Those two teams met, I think it was just last week, a 6-5 overtime win for Albert Lee. Should be a good one on Thursday. And then a week from today, some afternoon hockey as the Albert Lee girls hockey team takes on Minnehaha United. So Tiger hockey against Minnehaha Academy or Minnehaha United. Boys on Thursday, girls a week from today. Both games right here on Kate. So a minute 11 to go. John Marshall inbounds. They get it to Meister. Pulls up a quick 8-foot jumper, and then it goes off the fingertips of Kenneth out of bounds, and John Marshall will keep it. As soon as Meister put that shot up, head coach of Phil Schroeder, his reaction was no. If it would have went in, he would have said, hey, that's a good shot. But the Rockets get the break to keep the basketball. Meister hands it off to Hurt. Hurt's going to hand it off to Hagelin. Going back to that wheel offense with a minute to go. And now a foul is going to be called on Luring. And the Tigers still have, they're only at four. It's going to take three fouls to put JM at the line. And Jonesy, at this point, that's kind of where you have to go with it.
Right away on the inbounds.
Stacy Mullenbach, lob pass inside the Meister, spins off the paint, shot no good. The Tigers get a stop with 52 seconds. Luring with the basketball. Luring in the front court, left side to Juvelin, back to Jeffrey on the wing. Tigers got to score quick here. Kenneth back to Jeffrey. Jeffrey unloads a long three-pointer top of the key and good. Jeffrey for three, and the lead is five. 38 seconds to go. Full court pressure. Albert Lee's got a foul with 33. 32 across the timeline to Hurt. Hurt inside the Meister drives, and layup is good, and she's fouled. And that might seal any kind of comeback for Albert Lee. Tigers do not fall in the backcourt. Hurt to Meister. Meister able to score it. And a chance for a three-point play. Tigers down by seven with 28.8 seconds to go.
And amazing with the ability of Meister to drive. That's the first time at the free throw line, and she'll make the free throw.
The lead is eight, 66-58, 25 seconds to go. Tigers' effort is going to come up short tonight as R.J. Pauley's going to take a timeout. It's a quick 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it right here on KATE, 66-58. 8-point lead for John Marshall. Got to look on the calendar. If you want to make a road trip to John Marshall later this season, this is going to be a great rematch between these two. find my schedule here. I mean, this is, Jonesy, we expected this to be a lot of fun. We talk about the future college players, two for John Marshall, one, of course, for our Tigers. And we said it many times, and might be like a broken record, but this is what we expected. It's been a lot of fun for everybody here at the high school tonight.
It sure has. Aaron, John Marshall's lost one game this year. Who is that to? Do you happen to have that?
I have their, got to find in my pack of papers here, but yeah, I have their results. I don't know what I did with that.
Tigers will inbound it to Kenneth. She's going to go to Annika, who's going to do a spin move. Sure shot will get blocked by Meister. Albert Lee has to foul with 13.9 seconds to go in the ball game. Take a look and see who they're going to call it on here.
Yeah, I didn't print out the results for John Marshall. Let me.
Jerry Perry tries to work his way through all the girls to call the foul.
They lost to Austin.
Okay.
57-51. Their lone loss again. Austin still unbeaten in the Big Nine Conference. Full court pressure with 10 seconds. Another foul is going to be called. And that's going to put Hurt on the line for a one-on-one with 10.6 seconds to go. 66-58. With the victory, the Rockets will improve to 4-1 in the Big Nine Conference. Our Tigers have dropped to 3-2. Tigers have dropped to 3-3 in the season. John Marshall improved to 4-1. Free throw by Hurt is short. Rebound tapped around. Ends up in the hands of the Rockets. With 6 seconds, we'll see if Albert Lee just lets the time go away. Meister kicks it out to the wing with two. With one, R.J. Pauley says don't foul. And this one is over. From Ori Jirley Gymnasium here in Albert Lee. A valiant effort by our Tigers tonight comes up short against a very good John Marshall team. Final score 66-58. Rockets win by 8. Postgame show coming up next on KATE.